This call is now being recorded.
Hey, this is Brent Porcio with 3X Pitching, and I've got Josh Favolaro on the line. He's a senior at Northlake Christian High School. He came into my program, and he's here. He's willing to do an interview with me to kind of talk about all the benefits and everything that he's gained with out of the program. So how's it going, Josh?
I'm going pretty good. How you doing?
Good. So you're, I guess we'll just tell where you are right now, but you're starting your senior year. So this is your last high school season. You're pretty psyched. And, but you just tell me you had some rain out, so you're kind of anxious to get things going, right?
Yes, I can't wait until we actually get to get on the field.
Right, I know. Well, good. So, when you came to me, you were how hard do you think you were throwing?
Say that again.
When you started with the program, how hard were you throwing at that time?
I was probably mid to upper 70s.
Okay, good. And you really didn't even know what position you were going to be at. You were just really kind of a utility guy at the time. You knew you wanted to pitch, right? But I mean, at that time, were you like, yeah, this is what I want to do? Were you? Because I know you were looking for velocity, but I mean, you didn't really know pitching was going to be your thing, right?
I had no idea pitching was going to be my thing. I was always known that I could hit the ball and had a decent arm, but I wasn't like dead set on pitching. I was just trying to get my arm stronger.
Right. And that was, I think, the exciting part, because once we started to see the velocity, then you really got excited about wanting to pitch. So, after the program, after we went through the program, and, you know, you kind of went in and out because you were changing schools at the time. But when we finished the program, you were probably what? How hard? I guess when you went to all those showcases and all those good things started happening, how hard were you throwing in the showcases?
About 86 to 88.
Awesome. And that's when it was, your dad came to me and he was, you know, voicing his concerns about should we get him in these tournaments, these summer tournaments, get him out, get him exposure, get him in showcases, you know, what should we do? And I just said, look, if we can just get him throwing hard, don't worry, people, we'll get him out there wherever he goes, people will notice him. And, man, it worked because most of the showcases what you went to, you were one of the harder throwers, weren't you?
Yes, sir.
And I think that's why you're going into your senior season and you've already signed full scholarship with a well-known JUCO down in the south here, Mississippi Gulf Coast. And, you're pretty excited about that. So, I mean, what do you think made the difference? Why do you think you were able, through my program, to gain those 10 miles an hour, or more? I mean, ultimately, you're close to even more since you, when I talked to your coach, Coach Skinner, he said he's even seen you at 90, so that would be, you know, even more than 10 miles an hour. So why do you feel that happened? What do you think was the significant or the best part about my program?
I think before the program, I was just a thrower. And through the program, like doing your lessons with the medicine ball and all that, I actually became a pitcher and had to go from using the momentum from my toes to my fingertips. And also doing the weightlifting helped me, because once I started putting on weight, my velocity went down for a little while. But once I like peaked out, my velocity shot back up with like even more than what it was before.
Right. And you said it perfectly. I mean, the best thing, I mean, why the program is successful is because all the velocity drills, you know, the med ball drills, the target throws, those drills teach you how to use your entire body as a single unit and not just your arm. And then when we get in the weight room with the fusion system and we start, you know, amping it up, developing, getting bigger, stronger, faster, and learning how to develop more power, then you know how to use that power in your delivery because you've been training to use your whole body, not just your arm. I mean, don't you feel like that's why it all happened?
Yes, sir. I learned how to, like, use my whole body to throw the ball instead of just using my arm really helped.
Right. And I mean, you know how I wore you out. I mean, let's help my guys. We're learning. When we're going through this watch drills, and like you said, we're learning how to pitch from our toes or our fingertips. What's the biggest criticism that I put on you, or what's the thing I usually always point out that you got to do better at?
My weak spot when I'm pitching.
Yeah, what did I always say to you? Look, you got to get better at your what?
My lazy backside.
Right, your lower half or your backside, and then you went to when you went to throw again for Mississippi Gulf Coast. What did the coach tell you?
He told me the exact same thing. He told me that I threw about. He said I was throwing 88. But he said I can tell you have good form and you're like your pitcher. He said, but you have a lazy backside, which means he can push me to like the next level if I get to use that right.
Exactly.
Like faster. I mean,
because you're 18 years old. Most guys see their velocity jumps when they get into college, when they're getting in their 20s, and their bodies, they're starting to fill out, and, you know, and that's when they see their velocity jumps. So you've had your velocity jump a good 10 to 12 miles an hour, and you're 18 years old. I mean, when you get into college, that's why my hopes are and your hopes are that you're going to break over 90 and go play some pro ball.
Mm-hmm, yes, sir.
Well, good, man. Well, hey, I appreciate you doing this, and I'm excited about your season. And but you know, I mean, just like I was telling you, I mean, what have I been telling you during the year? You still need to stick to what?
I have to stick. I have to do the recovery. We have to maintain what I've built up during the off season. So I finish. I need to finish as strong as I started the season.
Exactly. So we can keep your velocity going, because when you get that time on the mound, you know that your mechanics are going to become more fluid through all those repetitions, and you're going to get better at using, you know, everything from your toes to your fingertips. And you're going to, through that efficiency, you're going to even start throwing even harder. You know, and you're going to see all that hard work that we just went through with my program continue to pay off, you know?
Mm-hmm.
All right, dude. Well, appreciate this, and hey, best of luck with the season. You know, I'll be following you, and I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you, Brent.